Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast to give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Explicit content warning. This podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. Also, spoiler warning. We'll be spoiling stuff, so if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Whoop
whoop! Did you say that already?
No.
Oh. I thought you did.
I usually say it in, like, the other way, and I, like, messed it up, and I was like, oh, okay.
I thought, like, I heard you say it already.
No.
Interesting. Welcome, everybody, to our third podcast of the weekend.
What? Yeah, we do mad work, yo.
We did our Wonder Woman review. We did our revisited movie podcast, movie list podcast. You can check those out. They'll be posted alongside this podcast, where we'll be talking about, we said before, two, but three episodes of Gotham. The finale was a two-parter, but apparently it was a two-parter on the same night, and then there was also one we missed from last week. So we have three episodes of Gotham to talk about, in addition to some news. So it's all very exciting stuff coming up here on Nerdy Boys Reviews.
Okay, dude, that is a little creepy.
Yeah.
A little creepy, bud.
So how have you been, my friend?
I am stupendous.
Yeah, so if you haven't listened to our other podcast, then you don't know that Scott built a PC.
What? You don't say.
Yeah, he's been booting off on that, playing some Overwatch and some other games.
No, you could go do one, mate.
All right.
But yeah, I built my own PC with the help of our good friend Gary Lee.
Who also bought one of our shirts.
Yes, who also bought one of our shirts. He pretty much, you know, helped design the PC and pretty much put it all together for me because, you know, I'm not that advanced. So.
I'm pre-evolved.
I'm just not that advanced, yo. But no, I've been gaming. I've been playing some Overwatch, some League of Legends, a game called The Forest. It's kind of like a survival game, kind of cool. And then, one called Players Unknown Battleground. It's like a different version of H1Z1, if you're familiar with that sort of thing. So if you guys are down to do some gaming PC with me, make sure you guys hit us on one of our social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, or our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. And then if you hit me up, I'll give you my either my Battle.net name or my Steam name.
Yeah. So. All right. Sounds brilliant. So Scott also is talking on a new mic.
New mic.
If you guys were like, hey, it's not as, you know, quiet as it used to be. Well, that's because, you know, we like to upgrade things when they're not working here when we can.
Yeah.
So, other than that, not too much has been going on. I've been looking at state jobs and things, you know, trying some new things here. Hopefully that all works out. Wizard World Sacramento is this coming weekend.
What?
So if you guys are at Wizard World in Sacramento and you want to see us, tweet at us or something at Nerdy Boys Review, Instagram, Facebook. Even you can email us through our website and we'll know that you're there. We can meet up, take some pictures and stuff. So that should all be very exciting.
Yeah, no, we have the 3-day weekend pass. Don't know if we'll go Friday. We usually generally don't. I think like the couple times we did go Friday, we kind of just ended up regretting it. Because, you know, you walk around and you pretty much see everything the vendors have to offer. And then
we went last year on the Friday and like there's almost nothing set up. There are like some people around we could take pictures with and things. But it's like when you think about it, it's not that worth it because you're there. You know, you have to pay for parking and all this stuff. And you're just like spending extra money just to kind of do nothing.
It's worth it if you have like a 3-day costume lineup sort of thing. But then again, you know, you do have to pay for the parking and the gas to get there and, you know, potential food or whatever costs that, you know, could come along with going on Friday. So, I mean, for us, it's not that worth it. We probably won't go on Friday, and I don't know what Saturday is going to look like just due to the fact that...
it's going to be 105.
Well, it's going to be 105, and I have a dentist appointment that morning, too.
Oh, neat.
Neato burrito.
Follow-ups and stuff.
Yeah.
So we do hope to see you guys there if you're going, and we hope that you want to see us too.
Yeah, so let us know if you guys are going to go, if you guys want to meet up, take some pics. I know Christian is working on a pretty cool costume at the moment, fine-tuning some things.
It's going to be pretty budget for a costume, you know, because, you know, we have expenses, but I hope it turns out okay.
I think it will. I don't know what I'm going to be or if I'm going to even cosplay this time around. I don't really have anything new, and I don't know if I want to cosplay the same thing again.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with doing the same cosplays over and over again if you enjoy them. But maybe I just want to just go and experience some stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't have a problem with just, like, not being dressed up but still asking people to take a picture with, you know,
yeah,
because I want to get a picture in their cosplay.
This time of year is so hot. Like, unless you have, like, a good, you know, summer cosplay, like, girls can do it because they can just go with someone wearing a bikini or, like, Slave Leia or whatever, you know. But, like, guys, it's like there aren't too many costumes unless you want to do Roadhog or something where, you know, you can kind of just be cool.
yeah. I mean, it just really depends on what I can kind of get together. I wouldn't mind doing Roadhog, but it could be difficult to kind of get a weapon replica this late.
Yeah.
You know, into it. But maybe that's something to consider for next time while I'm still fat.
You can even go and look. I mean, I'm sure they sell gas masks, you know, whatever. Isn't that what he uses?
Yeah.
It's like a gas mask, you know, figure that out, you know. I'm sure we'll figure something out. And, you know, if we don't cosplay, we don't cosplay. We're just going to have a good time anyway. So it should be fun.
All right. So, guys, I think we are going to get into the news now. This is the MBR News, live from MBR Studios in Christian's bedroom. Christian, back to you.
Alrighty, thanks, mate. First bit of news, Donald Glover talks about building a complicated, untrustworthy Lando Calrissian. So, we all know Donald Glover is a busy man these days. Not only can he be seen in next month as part of the ensemble cast of Marvel Studios' Spider-Man Homecoming, he's also set to play Simba in Jon Favreau's upcoming live-action The Lion King. That's in addition to creating, writing, and starring in FX's critically acclaimed series Atlanta, developing an animated Deadpool television series, and preparing one last album as Childish Gambino. Topping it off, he's also set to make his debut in A Galaxy Far, Far Away as Lando Calrissian in Phil Lord and Chris Miller's still-untitled Han Solo movie. Speaking with Deadline, Glover teased his approach to the role and made famous by Billy Dee Williams. He said, "It's a lot of pressure, but it's also very exciting. He was my favorite character, too. I grew up on Star Wars. It's just cool to see him again because I feel like people like him because he has a lot of style, but also he's a complicated character in this world. I think even Han isn't as complicated as Lando is. From the first time you meet him, you don't know whether you're to trust him or not, and you're constantly not knowing whether to trust him. I like that about him. What's more, the creative hyphenate says that he's finding his time as Lando Calrissian to be artistically fulfilling. He said, for working under like a huge conglomerate, it's actually been quite an enjoyable artistic thing. I get to play him in a way that I think is honest and true and cool. And it's great because I didn't have to write anything. I'm focused strictly on being this guy, and I really respect him, and I respect the actor who played him before. I've learned a lot about his character, so it's actually been really fulfilling and nice to just turn off everything else and focus on just being someone."
Yes.
Donald Glover is brilliant. I'm glad he's being Lando, so.
Yeah, I think he's a very talented, not only actor, but musician, and just like pretty much anything he tries to put his mind to, he's very good at. So, I mean, I think he'll make a great Lando, of course. Moving on to some Guardians of the Galaxy news, James Gunn to help oversee Marvel's cosmic universe beyond Guardians 3. Oh, it's not Guardians. Just before the release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in April, James Gunn confirmed that he would write and direct the third chapter. Now he has told IGN that he will not only be the helm of Volume 3, but he will also work with Marvel Studios President Kevin Feige to help oversee the future of the entire cosmic universe wing of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in the post-Avengers Infinity phase of the MCU. Gunn said of his role in the overall Marvel Cosmic Universe, he said, we talk about it all the time. It's already a part of what I'm doing with Marvel and the conversation that Kevin and I had every day when we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and that story. That's a story that will lead to the other stories. It's a initiate to the DNA. That's the end of a trilogy, but the beginning of a whole new other element of the Marvel Cosmic Universe. That's a part of what I'm doing now. Gunn had previously stated that the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will take place years after Volume 2 and will conclude the story of its iteration of the Guardians and serve as the launching pad for new Marvel characters that will permeate the MCU for years afterwards.
Yeah, so is he saying no more of these Guardians pretty much after that?
I mean, we could just get like a different like iteration of them, or... You never really know what... I mean, they kind of speak in very ambiguous terms. It's just, you know, kind of just have to take what they say with a grain of salt sort of thing.
Yep. Speaking of moving forward with the MCU, Chris Evans agreed to Avengers 4 because it's, quote, going to wrap everything up. So when Chris Evans initially signed his Marvel Studios contract for playing Captain America, it was for 6 movies that would have ended with the upcoming Avengers Infinity War opening in theaters May 4th, 2018. So why did he decide to do a 7th film, the untitled Avengers 4, coming on May 3rd, 2019? Talking to Telegraph, he explains, I had 6 films in my Marvel contract, so I could have said that after the 3rd Avengers, I was done, but they wanted to make the 3rd and 4th Avengers films as a 2-parter, he said. They said they had so many other characters to fit in, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, and couldn't get them all into one movie. He added that he agreed to the 2-film arc because it made sense. It's going to wrap everything up. What's not clear is if he's talking about the Captain America story arc or the Marvel Cinematic Universe as we know it to that point. I think this is where he finally just is going to die.
You think so?
Yeah, I think, you know, he'll die either Sebastian Stan as Bucky will take over, or Sam Wilson will take over the mantle.
I could see your line of thinking that, you know, when he says it's going to wrap everything up, he'll probably either die or something of that nature, I guess. But I guess it just really remains to be seen whether or not they're talking about if it wraps up the Captain America storyline or the Avengers storyline, because, you know, they're the same, but they're not the same, you know?
Yeah, I mean, after that, I'm sure we'll move into what they're going to call the new Avengers. But at the same time, it's like you have to wonder what they're going to do in the future if there is a new Captain America, because if they come out with a movie called, like, Captain America, Sam Wilson, people are just going to be like, oh, they're rebooting Captain America, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Not necessarily.
People not in the know, you know, like just casual fans.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, moving on to a couple pieces of New Mutants news. New Mutants cast adds Stranger Things star Charlie Heaton. According to The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Fox, the New Mutants cast has added actor Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things and Shut In to play Cannonball, a role previously eyed for Nate Wolff. The mutant has the ability to fly at intense speeds while protected inside a force field. The trade has also confirmed that Rosario Dawson from Marvel's Daredevil is in talks to play a mentor figure to the group, a medical doctor who has the ability to generate a protective biofield around herself.
Does she play any other roles?
Yeah, probably not. So another New Mutants news. New Mutants has found its moon star in newcomer Blue Hunt. According to Heat Vision, 20th Century Fox, New Mutants has added the newcomer Blue Hunt from the Originals to play Native American telepath Danielle Moonstar, aka Psychic, later known as Mirage. The studios is said to have made casting an authentic Native American in part a priority. as Moonstar will apparently play a pivotal, if not central role in the plot, inspired by the Demon Bear arc in the comics.
Yeah, Moonstar was one of like the people I had on my characters I'd like to see Fox bring in list that I did on our website. This article doesn't really say it, but like she, like her actual like ability is like she can make people's nightmares come to life.
Right.
And it's like fucking terrifying. So like she would play a great role, and I can't wait to see this actress and if she does a good job. So pretty excited.
What do you
about
think
that.
About the part of the article where they're talk about getting an actual Native American to play this role?
Well, it's important because she is Native American.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, because obviously we know that there's this big controversy over Hollywood and, you know, movies, quote-unquote, whitewashing characters or gender-swapping them or, you know, making the character not a color or ethnicity that they were originally in the comics.
Right.
So, when, you know, you think about it, we don't really have a Native American character. The only Native American character died in a Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you think about it, it's pretty exciting to actually have a known Native American character.
Yeah, that's another reason why I put her on my list. And, you know, and like she's kind of like Jean Grey in a way. Like she rejects the help of Charles Xavier. And then I think it's like her uncle dies and like she has no choice. She can't control her power. So she ends up going to Xavier. And it's just I think she's great. So we'll just we'll just go with that. This is the pretty much final bit of news aside from a couple little things. Patty Jenkins says Wonder Woman 2 will take place in America. So with the first film already playing in theaters and breaking box office records, there's no time like the present to be talking about the inevitable Wonder Woman 2. Speaking with EW director Patty Jenkins, who is contractor for the sequel, but I don't think she's signed on to it yet, revealed that the upcoming film will bring the hero to the shores of the United States. She said the story will take place in the U.S., which I think is right. She's Wonder Woman. She's got to come to America. It's time. There's some confusion about the setting for the sequel, with a previous report saying the film would be set in the backdrop of contemporary times, though Jenkins previously hinted at another time when asked by Uproxx if the film would be set in contemporary times or somewhere within the next 100 years, such as the 1930s, Jenkins said, "It is for sure. I'm definitely planning something more interesting using that period of time. Definitely it's the plan. I can't say what it is, but it's definitely right in the pocket of what you're talking about." The only thing that is for sure is that Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot are eager to return to continue telling more stories with the hero. She said, "I realize that Wonder Woman 2 is its own great movie. I made Wonder Woman. Now I want to make Wonder Woman 2. So,
okay.
Just following up on some other bits of news, CW shows return starting October 9th with Supergirl on that Monday. The Thinker, obviously, we knew this is going to be the Flash Season 4 villain. It's confirmed now. We got a Black Panther trailer this week. We'll probably do a reaction video, too.
Probably. We'll try to work on our reaction videos next week.
Yeah.
Because, we have them quite backed up now.
Yes, we have a bunch to do. We probably won't podcast next week, then.
Yeah, probably not.
And a very sad goodbye to Adam West, who passed away this weekend. We all know him from Batman, the original, like 1966 Batman. He started it all off for us, so he will be dearly missed in our hearts.
Yeah, Adam West, obviously, like you said, the original 1966 Batman, very iconic. And just, it's very sad to, you know, when we found out about that news, you were just like, when you told me, I was just like, are you kidding right now? Christian, what was it, just yesterday, right?
Yesterday morning.
Yeah. He was like, oh, Adam West died. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Put a damper on our morning. So.
Yeah. It's pretty sad, but.
That's life, right?
Yeah.
So,
he will be dearly missed.
Yeah, you're forever in our hearts, Adam West. But inevitably, now we have to talk about Gotham. So we got three episodes for you: episode 20, 21, and 22, and we'll be talking about those.
All right, Gotham, a hero's rise, pretty hate machine. Gordon races against the clock to save the city from Alice Touch virus when Lee Tompkins intercepts with her plan of her own. Also, Alfred sees a big change in Bruce Wayne after his work with the Shaman. Meanwhile, some of Gotham's most deranged villains band together.
Yes. So you were incredibly bored during this episode.
Yep. I was pretty bored. I was like, meh, boring.
Like, I just, I know we knew this already. I just hate the idea that the Court of Owls killed Bruce Wayne's parents. Oh, like, to gosh. Me, that's just such horseshit.
It was just, it was awful, man. I was just like.
So, what did you think of, like, the idea that, like, now they killed the Court of Owls?
I hate that even more.
But did you like the scene? Like
well,
the,
I mean, it was pretty cool to see them all die because they deserved
still
it.
Still pretty shit.
Yeah, but it's like shit that you kill like such a big part of Gotham, such a big part of Batman, and it's just they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Honestly, dude, the writers need to be fired. The director needs to be fired. The executive producer needs to be fired. The network needs to look internally at what exactly the direction of the show is and find a new direction.
Yeah. So why does like Bruce hesitate but like he's still like enthralled by them? Like that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, you know?
It's almost like the second part of him is trying to fight out, but he can't get out yet, you know?
Yeah. I guess. So, Fish Mooney returned.
God, dude, what the fuck? See, this is what I'm talking about. It doesn't. It's not even a wow factor anymore. I mean, how can there be a wow factor if this is like the 11th time that she's either left the city, been banished, or died, or. Nobody gives a shit about this character, guys. She's a made-up character. She's not from the comics, which isn't a problem per se, but...
She's not a good made-up character.
She's not a good made-up character.
They're
like,
hey, guys, we should get Jada Pinkett Smith in our show. And they're like, yeah, that'd be a good idea. A way less talented Will Smith, but female version. All right, sure. So Alfred, like, kills Bruce's, like, sensei.
God, this show, these episodes, so bad.
And then, like, Bruce attacks Alfred, like, dude, like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, you just let your sensei unleash a fucking virus on the whole town, and now you're attacking your butler. Good job.
Fuck's your problem, kid.
So, yeah, this episode ends with, like, the virus, you know, spreading. Obviously, Jim was buried alive, and he took the virus. Okay, what would you grade this episode?
Wait. Dude.
Okay.
Didn't What's-Her-Face also take the virus in this episode?
No, that was the episode before.
Oh.
But she trapped Jim in the coffin in this episode and was like, she was so hot.
Oh, yeah. Lee Tompkins, in case you guys didn't just pick it up. She took the Tetch virus willingly, and now she's like, you know, also like burying Jim Gordon alive. That was kind of cool because she was super hot. And I was like, things I would do to her kind of thing. what I grade it? I would grade this episode as a... It's a very good question. I'd give it like a 6.
Yeah, I was thinking like 6.5.
Yeah, it's just, there's so many plot things wrong with this show. Pacing, again.
Just things you didn't like.
Yeah, it's just things I didn't like. I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, so let's talk now about episode 21, Destiny Calling. With the deadly virus spreading throughout the city, the search for the antidote continues as Fish Mooney, the Riddler, and Penguin reveal plans of their own. Bruce meets Ra's al Ghul and completes his last task in order to fulfill his destiny, but realizes he can't let go of his past. Meanwhile, Gordon tries to win back Lee, and past alliances with Gotham City are broken. Okay, well, fucking shit.
We also forgot to mention that Gordon in the last episode also took the Tetch virus.
Yeah. Take break out of his buried alive shit. So, yeah, apparently, like, the new virus is quote-unquote accelerated, but like, okay.
Dude, I just don't give a shit about any of this stuff.
So like, everybody wants to control Gotham now, and they're like, guys, the madness, we can do anything. We can like hold the city hostage and like fucking control everything. All right, that's interesting.
Ra's al Ghul looked awful.
I didn't think he looked awful.
I was just like, oh, look, dude, it's a fucking like circus performer out here. And fucking, oh, look, there's a Lazarus pit in the background that looks like a fucking like hot tub of some sorts.
Yeah, fucking, I was like, there's just conveniently a Lazarus pit in Gotham City.
Right. And like, then like it was like the demon door of fucking retarded epicness. I don't know. Of like retarded proportions. I don't know.
And like Alfred is like, I love you, Bruce. And then he's like going on about all this stuff. He's like, that's real. That's real. And he's like, I fucking love you, mate. Like you're my own boyfriend. All right. What? Cool. And then like Lee like is like, I want to rip Bab's head off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, dude.
Okay. So like the League of Assassins shows up.
Okay, dude.
And fucking Bruce, or not Bruce, Gordon just like fucking murders like six of them.
Yeah, he has like the test fires, and we know that he is like trained military and a cop, but he could not take on no fucking League of Assassin Ninja Doom guy.
And then like a real fucking misogynist, he kills Fish Mooney. I'm rooting for you, mate. Good job. Good job on that one.
Solidarity.
So like the Lazarus pit, yes, is just conveniently in Gotham, and then Ra's is like, fucking kill him, Bruce, kill your butler.
Yeah. Oh, and then what's his name, Hugo Strange keeps like changing hands between everyone because everybody wants to control the fact that he knows the secret to the antidote.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens too.
But dude, it's a game. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, and then Bruce, like, stabs Alfred, and then he's like, oh, no, what have I done?
Yeah, and then he snaps out, okay, little Down syndrome, Johnny. Gradings?
Go ahead.
Like a 6.
Yeah, 6.5. Same.
Yep.
All right. Finale.
Finale time. Heroes... Sorry. Episode 22, in case you didn't, Heroes Rise, Heavy Dirt Soul, all one word, apparently.
Heavy Dirty Soul.
Oh, Heavy Dirty Soul, my bad, dude. Oh, yeah, because it makes a difference.
Well, they just stole this from a 21 Pilots song.
With the deadly virus spreading throughout the city, the search for the antidote continues.
They used the same one. They use the same fucking description.
Yeah, because it's a continuation. So I don't even have to finish reading. You guys already know what happens. Everything concluded. Jim, like, tries to leave the city with Lee. And Harvey tries to stop him, but he almost kills him, but then doesn't kill him. But Harvey slips him the antidote. My bad, I didn't mean to hit you in the leg.
Yeah.
And then,
of people died.
Yeah, of people. Fucking, like, Riddler got froze. Barbara died.
Butch got shot in the head, but he's not dead because, you know, guys, his real name is fucking
Cyrus Gold.
He's the fucking... He's Solomon Grundy, guys.
Dude,
watch out. Fucking walking
dick,
zombie.
Gotham. You all... These writers... What did they do? Like, go to a third grade class and be like, hey, who wants to write the show for us today?
Selena got her little Catwoman whip, and she was like, whoop-cha! Ka-pew, ka-pew. Yeah, that was pretty cool, I guess. The Lazarus Pit saved Alfred, kind of, not really.
I am Alfred.
What did you use to cauterize this with? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Jim fucking, like, tried to rip Tetch's fucking throat out.
The coolest part is that, like, essentially, Bruce takes the mantle of Batman, essentially.
Yeah, like a Batman prototype where just, like, beats up this thug in an alley.
It reminds me of, like, the first Spider-Man when he doesn't exactly have a costume, so he wears, like, a little, like, red ski mask.
It's pretty much like putting a paper bag over your head and going on fighting
but
crime.
But it's like, yeah, oh, yeah, he just happened to save a family.
In an alley that, like, look like rich guys.
Fuck off, Gotham. You deserve to die
in a
fire.
He found his purpose, guys. He found his purpose. So,
grading?
What would you grade it?
Like a 2.
Really? You know this is the highest rated Gotham episode there ever was on IMDb?
Are you...
I'm dead serious.
Are you kidding me? No way. I don't believe you, friend. A 7.9?
No. Like, top-rated episodes.
9.5! Have you lost your fucking mind? Hold on. You guys really think that these episodes are better than the ones that had Jerome in them? Are you fucking kidding? Have you lost your fucking minds, guys?
Have you lost your dad's bike?
Okay. Let's end this podcast. I'm fucking done.
I give it a 7.
This, in all honesty, a 2 is generous, guys. It really deserved like a point fucking 5.
So here's the conversation we need to have now.
How fuck? What drugs are they taking?
Here's the real conversation.
What drugs are they? I want some.
So the disappointing end to Gotham, does that mark our transition to only talking about CW shows next year?
Maybe, because this show towards the end had become so unbearable. In the beginning, when it was Villains Ride?
Something like that.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, Villain something or other. Like, it was good. It was good. It had Jerome and it had, like, you know, his following and, like, Mad City. Yeah, you had the Mad Hatter and it was good. Enigma is a little bit more interesting then and, you know, he's doing some weird shit. And then you just, I don't even get it, dude. Like, they lost, like, their way. They tried to run with the test fire stuff. It was fucking retarded. Like, it was stupid, okay? It was just fucking retarded.
I can't tell you how many, like, episodes Scott watched that he was just, like, bored or falling asleep during.
Right, dude. This show sucks, dick.
Like, I don't think it sucks as much as Scott does, but I can see where he's coming from.
Like, I don't understand how it fucking snowballs out of control like that. Like, literally, it just fucking, like, it was, like, perfect, and then it was just, like, meh.
Like, fell apart.
Dude, because remember at the beginning of the season, like, dude, this might be in contention to be, like, the show of the season.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was absurdly good.
And then mid-season when we were cutting out shows, we decided to leave Gotham.
Yeah, so maybe we'll pick up one of the other shows that we fucking threw to the wayside and fucking fucking shit Gotham out of our system and flush it down the toilet where it fucking belongs in the fucking sewers, you piece of shit.
Fuck.
Fuck Gotham. Who the fuck makes this show? Fox? Oh god, that makes, fuck you, Fox. I literally hate you guys. Hey. I want you to know that if you guys went bankrupt, I would not give a shit. I would be happy if you guys went bankrupt. I hope you guys go bankrupt because you guys are a shitty studio. You guys are cancer to everything you touch except for Deadpool and Logan. Yeah, everything else has been so fucking garbage that you guys can produce that you don't even deserve. I could run a better fucking studio than you guys, and I don't know shit about fucking all that. I fucking know I could do a better job. You guys are fucking awful.
Yeah. I think what Scott's trying to say is you
can. No, what I'm trying to say is fucking death to Gotham. Oh, we get taken off the fucking air because it doesn't deserve to be on the air. You know how many shows have been taken off the air? That's like, you're just like, oh, that show was so good. Why did it get taken off the air? Nobody will ever fucking say that about Gotham. Oh, I can see why it was taken off the air.
You want to know?
Shit.
God damn it. Scott's over here fucking with his microphone. Yeah, like, you know, Fox is like, well, let's cancel Firefly and leave Gotham on for another 12 seasons.
You know when you're driving in the country, right? And you fucking just get that waft of fucking cow shit? That is what this show reminds me of. Like when you're just easing along, you're having a good time, you're watching the CW shows, you got The Flash, you got Arrow, you got Legend Tomorrow. I mean, it's not the best, but it's better than Gotham, apparently. And then fucking, like, fucking Supergirl, fucking epic ass show, and then you fucking just stumble into a bunch of cow dung fucking in the countryside. Fucking, this is horse shit.
You like, this show couldn't even be ruined by, like, Hank Hill walking up to Bruce Wayne being like, I'll tell you what, I sell propane and propane accessories.
I don't know if this show can even be saved, guys. This show is awful, and if you fucking think that this show is good, do me a favor and fucking plunge yourself off a cliff, you motherfucker.
You're going to get us in trouble. You can't tell people to kill themselves.
Well, go suck a dick, homie.
I hope it's so big it goes through the back of your skull. That was sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen. All right, anyway, yeah, so are you done, or are you going to keep going on about
Let me
this?
Think about it for a second. Let me think if I can say
Hear me out.
Fucking, dude, this show just sucks, dude. What fucking more can I say, I guess? But fucking, you know, I hope they all die in a fire or something. I don't know. No, I don't really mean that part.
There you go. That's who you're looking for.
Who is it? Who are you? Who sent you? Bruno Heller? I'm going to send a very angry message to you, Bruno Heller.
Get ready, fucking keyboard warrior coming your way.
You little fucking bitch.
So Gotham didn't wrap up perfectly.
A waste of fucking talent. Fucking Ben McKenzie and fucking Donald Logue, fucking hella good ass fucking, who else plays in this fucking shit? Give me a second. Who else?
This dude was in 8 episodes.
Okay. I'm gonna read off a list to you guys, and this is directed by these people. Danny Cannon, Rob Bailey, TJ Sky, Eagleston?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. John Berrig, Paul A. Edwards, Nathan Hope. Fuck you. Gotham has no hope, bitch. Fucking a bunch of other motherfuckers. Oh, writing credits. This is where I want to be.
You can't say these two. They are untouchable.
They are untouchable, you say?
Yes.
Why?
Don't make yourself look silly.
Why are they untouchable?
Because they created Batman and they're dead.
Okay, I'll leave them alone.
They have to credit them, but...
Oh. I'm going to send you all angry letters. Just know. It's coming. Anyways, that's all we have for Gotham. Shit-tacular fucking season. Fucking hopefully forever ending, motherfuckers. Yeah, guys. Make sure you guys follow us on our social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and www.nerdyboysreviews.com. That's the URL to our website. Make sure you guys go check it out. And maybe I'll go through with writing some angry letters and I'll post them.
I do have something to say real quick.
What do you have to say?
Not about Gotham, but something you'll be interested in, right?
Okay, go
ahead.
Because
we know that the Black Panther trailer came out. We're not going to talk about that right now. But the fact that it came out 8 months early, before the movie's released...
I don't give a shit. We'll talk about that in the trailer.
I want to talk about the over-marketing thing, like what it could signify. You know what? Because I'm getting real fucking tired of seeing every fucking day new Spider-Man TV spot for the NBA Finals. Spider-Man has a new suit. Tony Stark and fucking Happy Hogan fucking meeting DJ Khaled and shit. Who fucking cares, dude?
I mean...
You're ruining Spider-Man for me.
Sucks for you, motherfucker.
Dude, like, when I'm putting news together, I swear there were 12 fucking articles about new Spider-Man spots.
Well, dude, what did I say like 3 years ago when I wrote the fucking over-marketing?
That was like a year ago.
No, fucking suck
my fucking
weenus.
It was before BVS and Civil War.
No, no, no.
I went through the articles this
week. No, no, no. It was like 10 years ago, okay?
That was fucking when you were just a fucking speck on your mom's leg.
Oh, God. What? Okay, we need to end this podcast, guys. We're your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
We'll leave you with one simple message, and that's fuck yourself.